such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Michael Shaw, and we're going to be talking about what is going on, sustainable development, and Agenda 21. But it was last week when Congress passed, by a very small margin, something known as the cap and trade bill. It is the largest tax increase that you'll probably ever witness, even larger than the Reagan tax increase. It's going to actually, if that congressional bill stands, it's going to increase, it's going to have a 77-cent gallon federal tax on all gasoline. It is going to do everything it can to drive up the cost of electricity and, of course, to try to get you out of your cars. You see, what they really don't want is for common people like you and me to have automobiles, so they want to raise the price of gasoline and make it extremely difficult and certainly get us out of the large cars that people prefer into the little tiny cars that are can be so easily smashed in an accident. But the most incredible whole thing is that it's all based upon a lie, the lie that carbon dioxide is a pollutant. It is not. It's a miracle gas. It has caused plants to grow. And we've had much higher levels of carbon dioxide in past centuries than we have at the present time. But what they really want to do is, by repeating the lie often enough, get the American people to believe that global warming, which is not a reality, there's an EPA report out, a 99-page report, which I have, which had to be smuggled out of the EPA, because it says the whole global warming scam is just that, it's a scam. But assuming that the whole thing were right, the solution that they're suggesting is we want to stop pollution of the atmosphere, so we're going to allow people who want to pollute the atmosphere with carbon dioxide to buy tax carbon credits. And that way they can continue to pollute the atmosphere as long as they transfer the wealth of their companies. And, of course, eventually the cost of their companies will be passed on down to whatever they produce to the American people. They actually buy carbon credits and continue to pollute, and as long as they transfer the wealth of the American people to other countries. It's all about the transfer of wealth. It's all about the destruction of our industrial capacity. It's all about lowering standards in America. It's all about raising taxes here in America. It's all about the very soon coming breakdown of our electrical grids, and they're even talking here in California. Within a few years, we'll be having shortage of electricity like they have in Iraq, but why should we complain? We didn't complain when our troops went over there and destroyed the infrastructure of that country. Maybe God has a sense of humor. Michael Shaw, you pick the story up from there.
Well, Dr. Stan, the example you give is a classic example of the emergence of public-private partnerships. The fact that government comes in and works with utility companies. PG&E is a primary player here in California in that coordination with the federal government to create this partnership between them where the government's needs are met while the industry is protected for purposes of very limited objectives. And here the objective for their protection is that they have some economic foundation and standing with government, because the power now is increasingly centralized, and with that centralization comes the destruction of the middle class. That's what all these programs are about, is destroying the middle class, which is why, if I were to title this show, I'd say, what now? The question we need to be asking ourselves is, what now? I think the first answer to that, and it's a two-part answer, but the first part of that answer is we need to get ready for the worst. The state of our monetary affairs, the state of the monetary system, the pressure that's being placed upon it with these massive bailouts and massive taxation programs undertaken by the Bush and Obama administrations. I mean, it's not a question anymore of the Bush mess. You know, what we have is a continuation, an acceleration of the Bush mess, now calling it the Obama mess. But our monetary system, our funny money fiat system, is at the root of the globalist program called Agenda 21, or Sustainable Development, that is wrecking the communities in America everywhere. It's intended to do that. It is the formation of the infrastructure necessary to create the new world order. And that world order is coming at us very quickly. And I think while it's necessary to fight this, it's first, I think, in the interest of the individual out there, necessary that he get ready, that he understand the nature of the monetary system, he understand how smart growth and the Wildlands Project, under the mantra of sustainable development, is coming to every community in America. It's here in every community. And when we understand these dynamics, we say, well, first thing we need to do as individuals is to prepare ourselves for a barter society. You say, well, that's really expecting the worst. And I say, if we don't protect against the worst at this time and place in history, we could really be left holding the bag. And the globalist objective is reducing world population by 85% will be easily met. So we first have to get ready, and then we need to react by counterbalancing the focuses of Agenda 21 or sustainable development that exist in our home community, so that one by one we can recapture the ideals of unalienable rights and individual liberty in this country. But we've waited too long, not now, to have to pause to prepare for the worst. And so how do we do that? Well, first I think that the individual and individual family needs to think about how they can engage in a system of barter, in a post-dollar collapse. Now, that doesn't mean I say the fiat money system. If you don't know what the fiat money system is, then it's just vital that you learn. You can watch Aaron Russo's recent movie called America, Freedom to Fascism, or you can get a more studious approach with Ed Griffin's treatise called The Creature from Jekyll Island. These will explain to you the nature of our monetary system today, how we're in the mess that we're in and what it means, how it centralizes power and financial control in the world in such a way that with an action plan to remake America and the rest of the world, those who have sought power through history can actually accumulate it on a global basis. We're on the verge of that today. It would not be possible but for the centralization that comes from a system of fiat money controlled by certain global banking families around the world. We have to prepare for their ability to break the dollar. One thing that caught my eye in this week's news was how a recovery in confidence by households and businesses will be the crucial element to economic recovery, says the European Central Bank President, Jean-Claude Trichet. Now, he went on to say that households themselves can fight back. According to an interview with Euronews TV, which was just released last Friday, he says that when the households regain their confidence, Those returns can fuel the recovery by their consuming more so that companies will resume investment. The key is confidence, he said. He said that the European Central Bank had taken the unprecedented steps of pumping billions of euros into the financial system and banks, extend this credit across their client bases, and make a similar effort to the one we are making. So what he's telling us is that it's not just the Federal Reserve that is creating out of thin air billions of dollars, trillions of dollars, tripling our money supply in this country in a way that, without a massive slowdown in the use of money, we will feel the influence of massive inflation as time passes. And as
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they don't make any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. Or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan and Michael, we're simply talking about what's what's happening. The European Central Bank is pouring money into the economy. Now, you must understand that the central banks are privately owned organizations. They're owned by the banks. They work in concert. According to Professor Quigley, they have frequent secret meetings where they plan on how they're going to establish a feudalistic society, a world feudalistic society. You'll find the statement on page 324 of Professor Quigley's classic book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. It was written in 1966, but nothing has changed. The central banks of the world are laying the foundation for the destruction of the currencies of the world. Now, why would rational people do something like that? Why? Because they want to destroy the currencies of the world and impoverish the people. Why would anybody want to do that? Because they want to bring about a world government. That's what it's all about. Destroy the currencies, create chaos, and then they will bring order out of chaos. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, what I suggest that people begin to do is think about how they'll operate if that scenario becomes reality in a relatively short period of time. And what I think people need to take caution of today or take action for are three basic things. One, develop an arrangement within your household where you can engage in barter with others. You know, quickest and easiest way to do that is to have silver and gold, but certainly to have the kinds of products and commodities that people will need in the event of an economic collapse occasioned by the default of the U.S. dollar. Now, that never means that we lose confidence in the dollar, because we don't want to fall victim to what the European Central Bank leader says as he impugns that the outcome of these phony currencies are dependent upon the user's confidence in the system. Well, we'll fool them. We'll stay confident in the system, but we'll be ready for its demise, because it's not unrealistic to think that the globalist families that control the globalist monetary system do want the collapse that you just talked about. So the first thing you need to be able to do is be able to barter in a post-dollar economy. Second, you want to be out of debt, because if you're in debt when the dollar falls, you just become their chattel, as they determine. You want to have yourself out of debt. Now, house debt is a little bit different than most debt, because you don't have personal liability for it, typically, in any event. But if you can have your home free and clear, you have a much better chance to have your housing needs met in the event of this collapse. If you can't get out of mortgage debt, then you have to think about what you'll do in the event you need to get out of the home that you're in. And the third thing is that everybody's got to have access to food, either form cooperatives or just have a functioning garden in your backyard. But if you have barter, if you're debt-free, and you got a source for food, you know, that creates the base of the people that needs to exist in order for liberty to be sustained, because it is through those people that effort will be launched. The best way to understand liberty is to give some thought to the nature of unalienable rights and what our Declaration was talking about when it acknowledged the existence of unalienable rights. Because unalienable rights are what is really under attack. That attack is coming from the left and the right in a pure dialectical fashion, where we're given the two alternatives that are to be consensized, you know, this process of consensus. You know, a consensus is to come out of a limited view coming from the left and a limited view coming from the right, both of which are ignoring unalienable rights. The right brings us a new system of economics. The left brings us a new system of justice. And at the end of that is this globalist program, originated or propounded at least by the United Nations through its Agenda 21 program, called Common Purpose in Great Britain, and here in America called Sustainable Development, is a program that corners every inch of the planet. It is a program that 178 nations have signed up to implement and have been implementing for 15 years. We're moving into the advanced stages of sustainable development implementation, and when it is fully in place, the floor underneath us will fall.
And, of course, these people are doing it very, very slowly. They don't want the people to wake up. They don't want the people to know what's going on. They control the media. They bought up the media. And this is why the media all speaks with one voice. Oh, yes, you have your phony conservative, network like Fox Network, and a lot of the material they put on is very true, but they will never tell you the real story. They talk about, you know, how terrible the Democrats are, what big spenders they were, but when the Republicans were the big spenders, why they were mute. They just didn't criticize George Bush, you know, they criticized Obama, you know, expanding the war in Afghanistan, but they went right along with Bush when he attacked Afghanistan and then went into Iraq. And you must understand, we have a one-party system with two branches. They've made mockery out of the electoral process. But even more than that, of course, they are working together to bring about this one-world system. And Sustainable Development Agenda 21 are the vehicles that are going to be used to impoverish the people so they will be willing to accept the new world order.
Well, Dr. Stan, as people, I think, begin to grapple with the reality of the circumstances that we face and realize their first step has to be to protect themselves and their family, you know, and that's why I give that three-step process for focusing your energies on how best to do that. But secondly, we've got to take action in the defense of liberty. The only way we're going to be effective at doing that is understanding the globalist program that is undermining the American experience, that is set to destroy the American experience. You know, it's a democratic concept that the more democracy, the more socialism, as Gorbachev once said. Democracy is the path to the domestic takedown of limited government, and is the path to the introduction of a world government. A world government that in its own words has called for the reduction of human population by 85%. This is why we hear so much nonsense on population control measures. And it's why we have so much nonsense coming out of Congress that serves to control and monitor the actions of every human being. This is where the Real ID program is focused on, is to get all the information on all the people, from what we eat to what we do to what our medical histories are, all able to be monitored and consequent.
Well, hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. I might mention there's a great article in Wired magazine, of all places, on population control this month. It goes into the Georgia Guidestones and the secret society and the secret gentlemen who put up the money for it. There are secret societies, ladies and gentlemen, and they want to kill off most of the people in the world.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to New Rev. New Rev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. New Rev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of New Rev for free. Just pay to have New Rev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NewRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V Online.com. NewRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest is Michael Shaw, of course, and we, of course, talking about sustainable development. Michael, before we go on, why don't you get out your website and tell people what they'll get if they get in touch with your organization, get your telephone number, the information out that you'd like people to have.
Well, our website is freedomadvocates.org, and at Freedom Advocates, we promote the political recognition of unalienable rights. That is your right to life, liberty, property. Freedom Advocates also demonstrates how the globalist program of Agenda 21 Sustainable Development promotes the opposite and threatens the very existence of the American experience. And we bring that information in print, video, and audio segments. It's a wealth of information that we've compiled for 8 years from people across the country and around the world. It is a good central source of information on what sustainable development is and how it's being implemented in your community. They call themselves a global to local program. So what our effort is to create the tools necessary for citizens like this audience to know how it is you can counter the globalist movement at the local level. It's the natural place to counter it because it's a program on the globalist side of moving globalist principles into the local community. That's why it has to have control of the Democrat and Republican parties, which it does, the Libertarian oftentimes as well. The Sustainable Development Movement is very clever. When you get to our website, you can gain the information about what their program is, how to recognize it in your community. And once you've done those things, we'll give you tools to help you circulate the information in your community. And at that point, you know, it's up to you to restore the basis of liberty in your community. And your success will serve as the model for the surrounding counties and like ripples of water from a rock into the sea. It will just weave out and wave out and spread across the land and recover freedom. Without that, we are on a path to live in a totally collectivized society where human life is valued no more than the lives of insects and animals, even the existence of inanimate objects like rocks. The new order, Earth Charter, which is part of this new order, makes it clear that human beings do not exist in the image and likeness of God. Human beings are simply another species, and in the case and for the purposes of the globalist political economic power in this world today, we, the ordinary human beings, exist only as nuances upon the earth.
Well, Chris, I really think it's important that people understand that the people who wrote the Earth Charter were deeply involved in the occult, specifically Mikhail Gorbachev, deeply involved in the occult, as was Marie Strong, as was Stephen Rockefeller. And, of course, the Earth Charter was to be the new Ten Commandments to replace the Ten Commandments of God, just as their plan is to replace God's plan for humanity. And, of course, it is a terribly evil program that includes certainly a new spirituality, a new social order, and, of course, there will be terrible, terrible suffering if this is ever introduced. And it is being implemented throughout the world today. It involves the transfer of the wealth of the American people to other nations. And if you haven't read the Earth Charter, that is contained in point 10A. I recommend you get it. If you can't, I'm sure you get it from either Michael Shaw or from Radio Liberty. But go right ahead, Michael.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the local expressions of the Global to Local Sustainable Development or Agenda 21 program. At the local level, these policies exist at your government school operations. The federal government has effectively taken control of the curriculum that's taught in your schools, and that curriculum is a sustainable development curriculum. The battle won't be fought and won in Washington, D.C. The battle will be fought and won in Everytown, USA, as parents simply say no as they understand sustainable policy and they see it in their curriculum. Parents need to demand that the concept of unalienable rights be taught to 7th and 8th graders. In government schools today, it is not. Schools are a big area for local activity. Second is the transportation policies. In many, many counties like this one, transportation is all now being focused on rails, trails, and light rail. You can see the effort from many perspectives of how cars are being squeezed out. Of course, ultimately, it's going to be the economic pressure that squeezes people out of their cars. For today, it's enough. It's called a thousand cuts. And today they want to raise the gas tax as part of the cap-and-trade bill. But it's one thing after the other until the average American household simply won't be able to have a car with the program as it's moving today. Affordable housing. Most communities today have a government-sponsored affordable housing program. You need to find out what that affordable housing program is all about, who pays for it and who controls the situation and who makes profit out of it. There you'll see all the indicators of the globalist New World economics called public-private partnership, where favored developers get huge funding from federal sources to build stack-em and pack-em smart growth housing that stack people on top of each other and takes away their independence. The idea of affordable housing is to create government-controlled housing throughout the land. You need to understand affordable housing. It's in your community. You know, working for freedom, you work to expose the fraud that is affordable housing. Public public-private partnerships are everywhere. We certainly see this in the local housing element. We see it all over the place. We see it in the selection of garbage collection operations. We see it in just how it is that our county governments and city governments are moving to create the in-business crowd and then the rest of us. And if you're not part of the in-business crowd, which means you have committed to the globalist social and political program, then you simply will not be accepted as a public-private partner. Water policy all across the country is subject to the World Bank Agenda 21 water policy, which is ultimately to limit water consumption to 10 gallons a day per person. Today we use about 140 gallons. Per person per day. That's why the water issues are reigning supreme. People are acting as though water is disappearing. Of course, water as a, you know, just doesn't disappear. The chemicals are always there. It's either in a gas form or it's under the water. It may move from this place to that place, but the amount of water on the earth simply doesn't dissipate. The wildland programs, which are seeking to rid most of this country of human habitation, and the human extraction of natural resources is accelerating. It's accelerating through all kinds of global national programs that are worked through local areas. It's only the local areas that can understand how the remaking of their wild areas is being directed by this globalist program called sustainable development. Understanding that is half the battle of ridding yourself of it. So there's so much happening at the local level. The whole smart growth program is part of Agenda 21. And smart growth is covering every aspect regarding your metropolitan area. And so when we understand all of this, there's plenty of fight to go on at the local level. That's the fight that the American citizens can engage in and can win. And if we don't engage in, we will lose. And when we lose, we get the New World Order, with a massively reduced population, with total control, that all-seeing eye that appears on the U.S. dollar, being able to understand everything about you. We're under the confines of the National Real ID Act. Everything that you do is monitored. Monitored that you can be actually marked as to whether or not you'll be allowed to continue your pursuits.
We need a good slogan like smart growth is really dumb growth, and who wants dumb growth? Why don't we turn the words on them? Because, of course, really is, it's designed to take away our freedom. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Economy have you down? Scared you might lose your job? Worried how you will provide for your family? Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here with Michael Shaw, and this is the last segment of the program. Michael, you got about 6 minutes.
Well, you know, I think when people prepare themselves for what, you know, may be the course here in the near future in America, when you've prepared yourself and you've begun then to understand sustainable development, understanding sustainable development will just necessitate that we all step back and gain what maybe we never got when we were young, because our schools may not have provided it to us, we may not have gotten it anywhere else. But we need to understand individual liberty. We need to know what unalienable rights are and how our system today no longer is protecting them, our court systems included. Because when we know what we're fighting for and we've learned what we're fighting against, we have a chance to prevail in this probably the greatest war in human history. Because for the first time in history, there's no place to run. There's no last stop down the path that gives us a place to hide. Because globalism today is able to capture everything that we do. And that's why the systems of liberty must be understood and defended. And that needs to happen soon. So I recommend people go to our website, freedomadvocates.org. You'll find pamphlets there that you can download for free, that you can buy in bulk for distribution at pretty low cost. And lots of other information that will just get you informed, to give you the source documents from where this globalist operation is coming from. It'll give a lot of analysis and assessment so that you can feel confident in assessing whether a local program is really rooted in Agenda 21 objectives, because that's the programs that you need to take on one by one and defeat. But identifying them as sustainable development programs and causing your community to understand what that means is the quickest, shortest, and only sure way of preserving our liberty. for this and future generations. It's not about preserving the, you know, the ecology that might be talked about from time to time by Agenda 21 operators for future generation. It is a matter of preserving life for future generations. And, of course, that means we need a healthy planet. And so we need policies that promote healthy planet maintenance. But we don't have an unhealthy planet today. What we have is an unhealthy political situation that has the whole idea of your liberty, your right to your life, to that liberty, and to the property that you've earned to prevail. Because we are on the verge of losing that and ending up with a system that promotes death, establishes tyranny, and forces collectivism. That is the program of Agenda 21 Sustainable Development. It is being promoted by both political parties and by multinational corporations, nearly all of them. And against that kind of power, fueled by globalist fiat money, we can't win unless we learn. So begin that process. Know there isn't much time. Be concerned about the younger generation who's not gotten this influence in our government schools. Try to make a difference, and together we can change the course. And we can preserve liberty for this and future generations. That needs to become our motto.
Amen to that. And, of course, if we don't, then who's going to do it? If not now, when? This is the time to become involved. And let me recommend the material you get from Freedom Advocates. Michael's done a great job of putting this together. And it's vitally important that people realize that the other side is frightened to death. The American people are going to wake up, and more people are beginning to wake up. They're beginning to understand that the Fed is a privately owned central bank, and they've been able to conceal that information, and now the Obama administration wants to put Fed in control of our major banks. Who controls the Fed? The very major banks that the Fed is going to regulate? What's wrong with this picture? How stupid do they think the American people are? I mean, I think that is an insult to the intelligence of the average American. Michael, do you have a parting thought? You've got a minute and a half to wrap up the program.
Well, you know, along those same lines, I would say that we should not take these globalist bankers as fools, because they do control the monetary system here and everywhere. And with a mere decision, they can destroy the monetary systems that we use to live on day to day. They're in the process of gradually creating that destruction, I believe, but we need to know that any day they can simply cause that to happen. Well, I don't say we should cower from that in any way. If that's what they're going to do, you know, if the devil does it, we just have to be prepared for it and then be able to react. Whether a precipitous event like the destruction of the dollar occurs or not, because one way or the other, the fiat system is leading us to a political system where human dignity and human liberty simply won't exist. There'll be remembrances of something long past, and it won't be long before it won't even be remembered, because that's the kind of control that the globalists think they have their hands around. They think they have their hands around it today. And that's why today we need to take the serious study of understanding sustainable development and understanding individual liberty and taking the action in our local community to make a difference now and in the future.
God bless you. Michael, we'll be seeing you real soon. Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. All right, fine. Well, I do hope you enjoyed Michael Shaw. His material is excellent. We do have a syllabus on the subject of sustainable development. It's got the summary of the Global Biodiversity Assessment. You don't have to read the full 1,100 pages or put out $60 or $70. We've got it summarized there. We've got the Earth Charter. We've got material on the Georgia Guidestones. We've got my brief, it's a pamphlet on the global population agenda. It's called the Population Control Agenda Monograph. We've got so much information in there on Marie Strong. It's one of the best sources of information you'll find. It's called Sustainable Development Syllabus. The talk that goes with that is Sustainable Development, the Road to World Government. And then we have 4-tape set on sustainable development. We carry Holly Swanson's excellent book, Set Up and Sold Out. If you have any question that there's any truth to global warming, you need to hear Michael Kaufman's DVDs. One is called Global Warming, The Road to World Government, or World Government and Global Warming, I'm not sure which, but the other, Michael Kaufman, is Emerging Science, very well done. Two DVDs which you need to get, you need to hear, you need documented, but certainly the over 33,000 scientists have signed a petition saying there is no scientific evidence that man's activity has created global warming. So why don't we read about the newspaper? Because the newspapers are controlled, ladies and gentlemen. There's this brand new EPA report out there. It's 99 pages. If people want to get it, why, we can provide it for them. We'll have to charge you for it, of course. Or you try to pull it down on the Internet, but if not, we do have it. This is the new report, EPA report, points out that global warming is a scam. And then, of course, we have so much more information on population control. We got a great book on global warming. It's called Politically Incorrect View of Global Warming. Politically Incorrect View of Global Warming, or Climate Change, Al Gore, another book we carry. So the material is there. You need to get it. You need to study it. You need to be able to articulate it. But understand it is part of a great plan to bring about a world fascist government, and behind that are powerful spiritual forces. And to learn about those, you need to hear my talk or read my book on the Brotherhood of Darkness, just recently been brought out by a major publisher, being featured this month on Prophecy in the News. It's got a great coverage. Then, of course, we also need to you need to get my talk on the Forbidden Secret, and the syllabus goes with that. My talk on the financial Armageddon and the syllabus that goes with that. You need to have the information. You need to understand what they're doing. And then, of course, we have my talk on the financial tsunami. We gave it 3 years ago, but the talk and the syllabus are still applicable today. And, of course, we tell you what to do to protect yourself. And we give you the three rules of investing. Diversify, diversify, diversify. And, of course, you're going to need gold and silver. But you start laying in a supply of the things you're going to need. Do you have your Berkey water products? If you don't, you can get them through Radio Liberty, Berkey water filters. Or do you have a supply of long-term food for a storage on hand? Well, if you want to get the wholesale prices offered by Ready Reserve Food, call us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You should have a large supply of vitamin D3 on hand, 5,000 units in case we get this flu epidemic, influenza epidemic. Vitamin D3 does boost the immune system. And then, of course, antibiotic is another immune booster. And, of course, we take this. I take this whenever I start coming down with a flu bug. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV, war. Because we are at war, America is under attack today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes you'll be listening.